The plan would gradually increase the state's minimum wage to $10.65 an hour. Illinois' current rate is $8.25, already one of the highest in the nation. Proponents say putting more money into the pockets of low-income workers will boost the economy. But Rob Carr with the Illinois Retail Merchants Association disagrees.
We know it doesn't fight poverty because over the same decade that we've had our minimum wage go 50%, Illinois' poverty rate has increased 36%.
Carr says the hike would be a job killer, especially for small businesses, like Mike Murphy's. Murphy has owned Charlie Parker's Diner in Springfield through 9 increases in the minimum wage. He opposes another, but asked whether those hikes have cost his employees jobs.
I have not fired someone, nor have I closed a business, and I'm not crying wolf here, and I will not close my business because of that. We will make it work, but it will be painful.
The legislation was approved in committee and is awaiting a vote by the full Senate. I'm Hannah Meisel.